In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the feast day of St. John Fulvens. Focandus. A man, a holy priest of the Diocese of Spain. He was a great man who preached hard the Word of God in the city of Salamanca. A man of great virtue and of great love. And so this man, in his life of preaching the good word, was so innocent, so devoted to our Lord within his love, that twice his life was put at risk because of the way in which he preached. You see, this is a man who preached the word of God and especially was able to reconcile people. At that time, when a nobleman had a quarrel with another nobleman, what happened was the two became so inflamed with passions within them that they began duels, often ending in the maiming or the ending of the life of another. And so, St. John Focandus, was able to reconcile the two in such a way through his own persuasiveness and through his own innocence of life to bring souls together so that loss of life would not be. But he also preached against the errors of his day, especially in the area of treating workers well. There was once a man who, a nobleman, who was rebuked because of the way he treated his vassals or those servants who were under him, his workmen. And so was this man wounded by the way in which he was rebuked because he did not want to convert. He did not want to treat his workers with dignity, that he sought to take the life of our saint today. And so what he did was he hired two assassins, skilled assassins, to take his life in secret. And by this man's work of life, St. John, by the way in which he lived his life and bestowed grace upon those who were around him, these two who were waiting with daggers to slay him, seeing his goodness, themselves repented, came up to him and turned their handed in their daggers before him such that they would not seek his life, asking his forgiveness. The noble who sought his life was struck at that same time with a great disease upon himself such that he was in dire straits. And through this illness, God led him to conversion as well. Again, another time he spoke and preached radically what true chastity was all about, and so converted a man who was having illicit relations with a noble woman. So too, this woman, filled with a lust that was covering with her, she sought in that moment to turn back and to do evil to this holy priest who had taken away the object of her passions, converting him to a better way of life. So what she sought to do was to poison him. And so, slipping poison into his food, he did consume it and spent months and months suffering under the weight of that poison, which finally did subdue him, but he did so actually seeking the conversion of the one who poisoned him. Today, there is poison within our world, and there is evil that is going on, especially against those who would seek to do what is right. And so let the life of this great saint in Salamanca be a true blessed man for us to strive after, because after preaching time and time again conversion, after preaching time and time again the right way to go, he was able to convert those who were seeking his own life, and they were able to end well. Yes, that's the way it works. People seek the life of those who speak the truth. But our life doesn't end here. We know that our life are secure in heaven. Just in a few moments, we're going to say a beautiful prayer at the beginning of our preface. We say, Sursum corda est. And the response is, Abemus ad Dominum. What we're saying there is, hearts on high. Meaning that our hearts, our souls, the center of our being, that which is the center of who we are, is on high. Meaning in heaven. And we respond as the faithful people, Abemus ad Dominum. We have these hearts fixed toward the Lord. And so that is why we can enter into the sacred mysteries, and that is why we can enter into the life of the blessed men and women of God within our lives, because we know that our hearts, our souls are found securely on high in heaven, just like St. John Focandus. He was able to live his life in a passionate way, seeking only God because he knew his heart was held on high, that God held him in security there, so that no matter what was happening within this world, which is changing, which can seek our lives, If our souls are held on high, then we too can be held on high. Whatever care you have today, whatever difficulty you are struggling with within your faith, whatever hardship you are facing, ask God in the grace of this Mass and as you receive Him in Holy Communion to give you the recognition that your hearts are held on high, so that you too, just as the faith and the life of St. John Facundus was put to the test, so too yours may be, and you may be proved as gold. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.